You're listening to the audio production of Silent Night, Holy Night by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
1. Though no ships cruised the frozen waters of Lake Superior, the foghorn bellowed its warning just outside Bree Matthews' lighthouse home window as she stood, surveying the damage with a putty knife in her hand. Drifts of wallpaper lay strewn around the guest room. Her hands were gooey with old paste from the wet wallpaper, and her short red curls felt sticky with it. Her search dog, Samson, a German Shepherd chow mix, sulked just outside the door. She hadn't wanted paper in the dog's fur, but of course he hadn't understood her sharp tone. She lifted a brow in her husband's direction. "Cade, what color do you think Laurie will like?" It helped to focus on pleasing her sister-in-law. Just a few months ago, Bree had hoped to make this room into a nursery. Cade spread out his broad hands and his genial grin came.
"She's just going to be glad to get rid of the pink flowers."
His new jeans hugged his hips, and the T-shirt showed off his muscles. The 3 years they'd been married had flown by, and she loved him more with every passing day. Her failure to give him a baby made her heart ache every single day. And she was 37 now. Her biological clock was ticking. Not that Cade complained. He loved Davy, her 9-year-old son from her first marriage. He'd been a true father to the fatherless. She imagined him, holding a little boy with his thick dark hair and piercing blue eyes, and her heart gave a squeeze. "Babe?"